From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian-United States Memorandum of Understanding goes into effect. That agreement forms a framework for both countries' military aircraft to maintain a safe distance from one another as they operate in Syria. U.S. officials say forces fighting for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are struggling against rebels in the country's northwest, despite substantial backing from Russia and Iran. That's according to U.S. officials. But both say that Russia and Iran seem to be prepared to dig in and intensify their efforts. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel Wednesday to Europe and the Middle East in a bid to help ease escalating violence in Israel. The State Department said Kerry will consult with U.S. partners and allies on security issues, the threats posed by Islamic State militants, and continuing unrest in Syria and Ukraine. A focal point of the trip will be talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and warned against what he called the misuse of force. He also said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks on Israeli Jews. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after confrontations in the capital, Brazzaville. For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.